Recording in progress.
If I get out here,
Nobody should stop recording. Good evening and welcome to the Village of Carmack's regular meeting on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I'd like to acknowledge that we are meeting here under traditional territory of the Little Stanley Carmack's First Nation. I'll call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. We have one amendment to the agenda, which is under new and unfinished business. It'll be 8.1 with the letter of resignation from Corey Belmore.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda as amended.
We have a second.
I will second that.
All in favor? Passes. Adoption of minutes from the regular meeting on October 21st, 2025. We have a mover to accept the minutes.
I'll move.
I'll second.
All in favor? Passes. Moving right along here, don't see any delegations. Correspondence, 5.1 response from UConn Party. I'd like to thank the UConn Party for, and Laura Hanchar, president of UConn Communities, for providing us the information. So we have a mover to submit this for informational purposes.
We'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. So 5.2 response from NDP party. Do we have a mover to submit this for informational purposes?
Sure.
Seconder?
Also.
All in favor? Thank you. Passes. Council activity reports. Councillor Hansen.
I'm participating in the trail prevention. Apart from that, I think it's enough.
Thank you, Councillor Hansen. Councillor Mitchell?
Ditto. Same. I am going to be involved in that CO hiring and
Thank you, Councilor Mitchell. My report, I also am taking part in the recruitment for the CAO position. We still have a few more to interview. Just like to remind the community that we do have Remembrance Day coming up, and there will be a ceremony October, November 11th at the Rec Center. Please come by. Canadian Rangers will be there. Councillors, you're also more than welcome to come by and lay a wreath if you'd like, and any other family members from the public. There's lots of wreaths there for everybody to place it and feel like would like. Also been helping out in the community, filled in for the bus for the school, had Principal Bike call me just to get this the kids moving in the afternoon. Yeah, Halloween was a big success. Made it down to the rec for the family party. That was Lots of games around, kids had fun, lots of costumes, lots of food, lots of laughs. A little bit of scariness with some of the costumes, which is to be expected on Halloween. I also made it down to the Heritage Hall for LSUFN's Haunted House. It was very spooky. Kids, everybody enjoyed it. It was good family time and community event. I'd like to thank people at LSUFN that put that on. And also the rec staff for family home. Yeah, that's all for my report. Oh, sorry. I'd also like to congratulate our own Corey Belmore, as she has won a seat as MLA for Mayo Patchen Region. So congratulations, Corey Belmore. And I'd like to thank all the other candidates for putting their name forward. I know that's what we do as public servant here. And thank you very much for putting your name forward. That's all I have. So we'll move on to Recreation Department report. This is from Chanel Johnny. She just talks about staffing. Like we said before in her last report, they're hiring. They have hired one new junior program leader. They're setting up more interviews. Yeah, they're looking for more funding. The arena is open. I see that they've made a post here that the canteen is open for snacks and beverages and all the goodies. So come down and enjoy the rec as the hockey and the curling are there every week. I see that she has posted here about her Halloween events and the budget and facility planning for what's to come. Obviously, we talked about the paint job and her working on getting some quotes and the ceiling repaired and some new furniture for everything and some gymnasium improvements, including new flooring and basketball nets, possibly. Upcoming events that she says here, we're starting to plan for Christmas. I see there's a post out for the Christmas Bazaar. Thank you, everybody at the Rec Center, for organizing that with the public and all the vendors. Yeah. Also says here about the fireworks that I know Chanel, I've been working with her on getting the fireworks organized, as well as thank you, Annette, from finance to organize some of those funds. And thank you to the folks at LSCFN and whoever else contributes to those funds to make the show complete. And yeah, it's really nice. I'm not sure about what time we're going to have that at, but I'm sure Chanel will figure that out with Fire Chief Blake. She has here also an elders trip in November. And we'll post for one final trip in December. General notes, October has been productive, positive month. The recreation department with ICE programs in full operation, new staff joining the team, facility improvement planning underway, and the development is well prepared for a busy and exciting winter season ahead. Thank you, Chanel. Bylaw report from Constable Liam. October summaries. He has here to date dogs at large, 4 aggressive dogs complaints. He has some notes here, just receiving some complaints on the LSCFN side with some dogs being surrendered and transported to the Humane Society. So it's not an easy thing to do and to deal with, so thank you for that. Traffic bylaw violations, he says 7. Stop traffic initiated on heavy vehicles, avoiding bypass, 1 unsecured load complaint, 1 parking complaint, 2 speeding complaints from members of the public, 1 heavy vehicle stop with snow chains in downtown core. Public encounters, 5, educating drivers and pet owners on the village bylaws, and responsible dog ownership, open space infractions, reporting illegal dumping on pullouts within the village boundaries. He has some pictures posted here on some of the stops and that he's made. And yeah, thank you, Neil. Public Works report from Jens. He's talking about the treatment plant here. He says operating in standard capacity with no fluctuations. All readings are within normal ranges. Arena, the elevator does not work properly, he's stating, so he'll be working on what that looks like. Open for scheduled activities, having problems with the day-to-day heating tank. Need to do fill up manually, waiting for parts. So I'm dealing with some stuff there. Landfill operations, obviously, we have the scaling, waste scale being installed. Normal activities other than that. The electric fence has been set up around the compost shelter. Yeah, just waiting to power it up. Collection systems status, manhole inspections were conducted. We flushed some key points of the collection system. We also reinstalled frost lids, covers, exposed manholes that we covered by road construction. The duplex operating in normal parameters, conditions are normal. Recycling facilities, sorting, shredding, and baling systems are fully operational. Old fire hall facilities, systems, services function smoothly. No issues reported. New fire hall, all system services are operating as expected with no reported issues. Administration building, all systems and services are normal. Public works workshop. Equipment and processes are functioning smoothly with no issues as well. Streets that are still ongoing, road repairs, getting ready for winter time. Thank you, Jens. Finance report, Annette.
Okay, yes, so I have attached the expenditure summary report for October. It's probably the last one. And the income statement, property taxes, I am still dealing with like these eight property, what do you call it? Owners, yeah, that they haven't paid yet. So I have sent out another letter and I'm still waiting for the hawk. I think it's hopefully not stuck somewhere because I sent it out 2 days before the Canada Post strike. So it will take a little bit of time, I think, to receive the money. So funding updates, I have submitted the second quarter, the report for Canada Community Building Fund. And we only had some expenditures for landfill and the rest of the pool. So it's not that much. Fire Smart program, we have been awarded $25,000. We have two applications, which we will discuss, I think, in camera. So after school program, we received another $2,000 from YG for the next 3 months, and LSCFN matched the contribution. And we received the go ahead, or actually the we were approved from Canor and Erie, I think they say it, yeah, for the total of 95,000. GPAs will be sent out after November 4th, and Balanced Biogas asked me if we want to approve like the funding, but we did approve, like I think it was the last meeting in September, that you can go ahead with it. Okay, and then so payroll system upgrade, we still have some difficulties, but we will, yeah, go, like employees are still like adjusting to it. Some don't want it, but they have to. Okay, because it makes my life easier. So otherwise, it is all good. Yes, and there's a check log attached.
Yeah.
So we know if you have any questions.
Thank you, Nick.
I think it's down to the price of the door.
No. They're not even painted. Yeah.
Have as much as 10 street, but
Thank you.
We have a motion to submit these income statements for informational purposes.
I'll make a motion that we just accept the financial reports.
Second.
I'll second one.
All good. Thank you. Association of Yukon Communities. I see Tara is absent here. Yeah, Doris, did you want to comment on that?
We have an executive meeting next week, and there's a board meeting at the and strategic planning at the end of the month here. Thursday, Friday afternoon was the strategic planning, I think, and then Saturday is the board. I'll have to.
Yeah.
And my birthday's on the 29th. I have to sit in the moon. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. It'll be cute.
I'm thinking they're going to be cute.
Thank you. Bylaws 7.1.
I think I just haven't attached them. Hopefully, not here. Okay. Yet.
Which is the term you can come up.
See, that's the one I could find. I don't know where he saved the other one. Was this the one I think we discussed last time? So,
well,
unless we want to table because the scale is not
yeah
done yet. We're still waiting for
we
power.
We can still table it until we get some more information on what that looks like.
Because,
the scale is done. Yeah,
okay. Sorry about that.
Motion to table the proposed amendment to bylaw number 291-23-.
We have a second.
I'll second that.
We all do. New and unfinished business. We have received a letter from Councillor Belmore, which is no longer the councillor. She is now with MLA for reattaching. She has submitted a letter of resignation. I'd like to thank her for her time here in council. And wish her all the best. We look forward to working with her as the ML.
The municipal act will dictate how much time we have before we need to fill the seat.
That's right. Yeah. So I've prompted Annette and Prince to start preparing for that. So, yeah,
thank you.
Make a motion here to accept Corey Belmore's letter of resignation from the position of the village councillor.
Would you care to read it?
Sure. Mayor LaChance, Village of Carmex, November 4th, 2025. Please accept my resignation from the position of councillor for the Village of Carmex. Having been elected to the Yukon Legislative Assembly, I cannot continue in this capacity. I would like to give my heartfelt thanks to Mayor and Council, as well as the staff of the Village of Carmex. The work you do each and every day for this community keeps the lights on and free. For going new paths forward is often unrecognized, but so very important. I am confident that the team at the village will continue to move forward with the best of the communities in mind.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Corey.
We'll make a motion that we accept Councillor Belmore.
No more.
We'll just make a letter.
You have a second.
Second.
congratulate her on the new position.
Well, congratulations, and I'll second that.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Is there anybody on the office?
Nope, I can't see anyone.
I don't see
anyone. Nope.
I'll make a motion that we start an in-camera session.